Always a pleasure to learn what's going on. It's a continuing education here with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor.
Good to be with you today, Steve.
Yeah, Friday, we're recording American Legion. You were there before you came over here to the radio station at 11 o'clock, and you made a mayor's proclamation. I love when you tell the story about the four chaplains.
I was honored to participate in that ceremony sponsored by American Legion Post 370, and they commemorate February the 3rd, which is the Four Chaplains Memorial Day. I do want to recap the story because I think it really has a great lesson and moment for all of us at this time in our country, because the four chaplains were on the U.S. troop ship Dorchester in 1943, and they were transporting 900 Army troops that were on their way to Europe. And a German U-boat torpedoed the ship. It was sinking very fast. There was a shortage of life jackets. And the four chaplains, one who was a Roman Catholic priest, two who were Protestant chaplains, and one who was a Jewish rabbi, they took their life jackets off and gave those jackets to troops that didn't have a life jacket so they could get in the water and survive in the lifeboats. And the last vision that those troops had were those four chaplains standing on the deck of the Dorchester, locked arm in arm, praying together as the ship went down. So I was honored to do a mayor's proclamation commemorating this heroic moment in the life of the four chaplains, proclaiming that that is a memorial day of remembrance for the town of Highlands. And the folks at the American Legion had a wonderful ceremony. I'm a Rotarian, and our motto is service above self. What those four chaplains did on that day, February the 3rd, 1943, really epitomize to the ultimate this idea of service above self. And we can all learn and admire what those brave men did.
Leaders should go with a four-way test. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendship and beneficial to all concerned?
The Rotary Club of Highlands, we end every meeting by reciting the four-way test.
That's right. Well, you were busy on a Friday. You were there at the American Legion, of course, here on Friday. And then 3 p.m., a special meeting and for the Board of Commissioners and the procedures to get a new attorney.
Before the meeting, some people were saying, is the board going to hire a new town attorney? And my answer was absolutely not. That meeting was just a brief organizational meeting to go over with the full board the procedures for searching for a new town attorney. We also covered some of the questions that we believe would need to be asked of any candidate for being the town attorney. We went over how do we want to get the information out to all the qualified legal firms and attorneys in the state. The next step will be for the board to invite potential town attorneys to come in for a one-on-one interview with the full board. As I've stated before, the town board has two hiring responsibilities. One is the town manager. And once that town manager is hired, the town manager is responsible for hiring all town employees. And also the second hire that the board makes is the town attorney. That's why we will be meeting as a full board in making that decision.
You wanted to update us on that Scaly Mountain Bridge. It's going to be a longer project than expected.
It's more than just the bridge. They will be kind of rerouting the road as you approach the bridge, and it's going to probably take 2 years. Again, I hope there won't be a lot of delays. I think what the plan is to build a new bridge and keep the old bridge in service until the new bridge is ready to be used. So I think it's needed, of course, after 84 years. A bridge is not serviceable. I hope that that project goes very smooth.
Of course, when you see a big truck coming up and then you're coming down at the same time you're going to be on that bridge, that's a skinny bridge.
Well, now, if you look at the new design, 12-foot lanes on each side with a shoulder on the bridge, I think of about 4 or 8 feet on each side. So you won't have that feeling of terror when you see that big semi-truck coming.
No squeeze play.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming into town, and I go up on First Street, the sidewalk that was being put in there. Tell us about that.
That's right. That's been a project that we've been working on for almost a year. That whole area, the sidewalk and that wall, was just failing. It had been put in, I believe, in the 1980s. There were some design issues and other issues that had to be addressed. And then one of the things that we were delayed in was just getting to the work. contractors are just jammed up with assignments and contracts. Our contractor Bryson's, they'd been paving roads for us and everything, and told us that we'll do the sidewalks during the winter. And they, in fact, have been doing that, like on 64. And to our surprise, they really took care of business this past week and brought in that huge jackhammer system and just tore the old sidewalk up and hauled it away. So the next step will be put in the newly designed sidewalk on 3rd Street. We will be able to get some other sidewalk projects that have been kind of lagging behind in the coming weeks. And I'm not trying to be an apologist for the town, but we have had some equipment failures. It's not so easy anymore to order and get equipment in a timely manner. For example, our pool has been shut down because we had a pipe rupture that then blew out one of the critical pumps and heating units for the pool. We thought we could rebuild the pump, but it was so damaged we couldn't do that. We had to order another pump, and there were some delays there. And then the heating unit, we had to replace that too. We're catching up to that. We can't keep replacement parts for every possible piece of equipment that can go down in town. I'll give you another example. We have the youth basketball league right now, and this week we discovered, as one of our staff was raising and lowering the goals, a screw and nut that is critical to raising one of the goals that had stripped out. Here again, we had to go back and make those repairs and replace new parts. And we're always kind of at the mercy of the supply chain, as so many businesses and companies are now.
All these are easily forgiven. We'll do a blanket forgiveness. It's no big deal. No big deal. Name the firefighter of the year. I'll give you the honors. And it was a nice presentation. Beautiful. Always at Old Edwards.
The firefighter of the year was Gary Ammons. That was well deserved. Gary has been a long serving volunteer firefighter for the town of Highlands and the area. And it's really important to have those long marches, if you will, in an organization like that. They have so much expertise and understanding of the process. Gary has always been willing to answer those calls and do what it takes to make that volunteer organization successful. So congratulations to Gary for this well-deserved honor.
He was part of that team that came out to the radio station when there was a lightning and then some fire came up to the back of the building, and they were here just in moments.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Thank you very much, and always and thanks to our firefighters. You are overwhelmed. I read the article that you had on your vacation, and on that vacation you learned something that the towns do and you want to maybe implement it here, and you're pennies for preservation. You're overwhelmed with positive activity there.
Absolutely. And it was kind of a surprise. Let me just go over what happened. We were down just getting away for a few days down at Jekyll Island. Some friends from Atlanta, we went over to have lunch at St. Simon's, one of our favorite places to visit. We were in a restaurant, and I was waiting for the order and looked down, and there was this brochure, kind of like a menu. It was laminated, and I picked it up and started reading, and it was Pennies for Preservation. And the St. Simon's Land Trust has a voluntary program where people voluntarily donate to the land trust. And the way it works, a restaurant will add 25 cents onto the bill, and it goes to the land trust. If somebody doesn't want to pay the 25 cents, they don't have to. I've been working on my weekly column. It was kind of a mundane type of column that I'd been working on for several days. And it just caught my imagination that I needed to share this idea with the people in Highlands. So we went back to where we were staying. While watching a NFL playoff game, I just took my iPad and started writing and sent it out. And it's been a real positive response, and I'm very grateful. The next step, I want to call a community meeting of people who are interested in the coming weeks and see how we can implement this program.
I think if I saw that on my bill, I'd probably add another 50 cents or whatever they would need. Well, on a sad note, we've all lost our puppies, our dogs, and I know Sally walks your dog, Lucy, and you lost Lucy recently.
That's right, and not only Sally, Lucy had a scheduled, I had to get up at the crack of dawn every day for the last 2.5 years and walk Lucy for a mile, and Sally had to walk her in the afternoon for at least a mile or maybe 3 miles, because Lucy was a dog that loved to walk. She was a hound and a mountain cur, and she just loved to get out and walk. We lost her to a sudden illness this past week. It was a shock to us, but I wanted to say this. We'll get over that, and we'll go back to the Cashier's Highlands Humane Society and adopt another dog. when it's an appropriate time. So that's a wonderful program of pet adoption. I recommend it to everyone because a dog, an animal, a cat can bring real joy to your life.